The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Samach Bey is that the achla gargushta, if a person eats gargushta, havalei bani mechuari, you're going to have children that are not good looking. So what is gargushta? Rashi says gargushta is adama. You eat dirt, you eat the earth, you're going to cause yourself to have children that are mechuari, that are not good looking. And I think the Fidus Gemara, we mazra davar pela hafla fella, a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says, this is in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Aleph, pasuk Mem Aleph. It is talking about the children of Seir and Mishpachas HaChayri, and it says like this, in Bnei Ana Dishain, the children of Ana was Dishain, and Bnei Dishain, the children of Dishain, were Chamran, Ve'eshban, Ve'yisran, Uchuran. So one of the children of Dishain, who was a child of Ana, was a family called Chamran. So why are they called Chamran? So Rashi says that Chamran is Lashon of Chamar, which is Mechur, which is not good looking, and these families were Mechuarim, they weren't good looking, and therefore they were called Chamran. So it's a funny thing, suddenly you have this random mishpach over here, they're not good looking, the children of Ana, the children of Dishan, where did they get this from? What is the pshat that they were Mechuarim, that they're not good looking? And I think the hezbik could be like this. So this Bnei Chamran, who are the children of Ana, children of Dishan, the children of Ana, they're mentioned also in Parshas Vayishlach with the Alufei Esav, and it says over there in Pasuk Chaf, it says, Eile b'nei Seir HaChari, these are the children of Seir HaChari, Yeshvei Haaretz, Leitan, Leitan, V'shoival, V'tzivan, V'ana, V'dishan, V'etzer, V'dishan. So these are the children of Seir, and then it says that the children of Dishan, who were the children of Seir, one of them was this family that was Chamran. Over there is called Chamdan, Rashi points out the same family, but Chamran was the son of Dishan, who is the son of Seir. Now, when the Pasuk describes this Bnei Seir in Pasuk Chaf, it says, Eile Bnei Seir Achai Yoshvei Haaretz. They're called Yoshvei Haaretz. Why are they called Yoshvei Haaretz? It's like Rashi, that they were Bekiyim in the Haaretz, they were Bekiyim in the land. They knew exactly what to plant where. And the Lashon Rashi is that Shahu Taimim Ha'afer V'yedim Ezen Etir Ruyolai. They used to taste the dirt. They would take a piece of dirt, they would eat it, and they would say, based on the taste of the dirt, this is right, it's proper to plant this type of thing over here. So these people of Bnei Seir, they are called Yoshvei Haaretz, because their mamash lived with the land, they lived with Haaretz, and they used to eat it, they would taste it, to know the what is right to plant over there. And this Chamran, the Mechuarim, are the children, are the grandchildren of this Bnei Seir HaChayri. So Lefiya Gemara, now it's Muvan Hetev, why these people are Mechuarim, they're called Chamran, because they're Mechuarim, because they came. Their grandfather, Seir, was somebody who used to eat the Adama, eat the Gargushta. And the Gemara here says that if you eat Gargushta, you're going to have children that are Mechuarim. And for that reason, that could be the Pshat, why Bnei Chamran were Mechuarim, because of the dirt that Bnei Seir HaChari ate. And that could be the husband, this Pasuk, Al Pi Gemara.